Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
When you start coming closer to greatness, you are coming closer to people that have always been taken advantage of. So naturally, anything great is not left open. Do you see pearls on the street? Where do you find pearls? Deep in the darkness, hidden and covered by a shell. If you're not willing to go dark, you never locating precious metals. So many people stop pursuing. The pursuit stops. That is why the verse that you asked, Elijah has to say, no, you stay here. But you have to understand, why is he saying, no, you stay here? God is calling me, you stay here. Don't follow me. That is the heart of Elijah from the beginning. If you see in the beginning, Elijah comes and when he throws the mantle on Elisha. And Elisha says, Master, don't leave now. And he cuts up all his bull. About 12 bulls he sacrificed, guys. Some of you are not even able to pay your coffee. You want him to pay your coffee. 12 bulls he sacrificed, gave it to all his villagers, and then started running after Elijah, because he started saying, no, I can't leave this man of God. Because Elijah was saying, I am no more the prophet, you are the prophet, throws his mantle on him. So who is the prophet now? Elisha. So Major is resigned. Now the son is become the prophet. Yet Elisha is saying, no, I don't want to do ministry. I want to follow you. So he has the anointing to do ministry, but he doesn't start the ministry. He has the qualification. Some people, I have the call of God, I don't care. Oh, take it easy, brother. Take it easy. Huh? Because you have the qualification, you have the anointing, but you don't have a blessing. Forget about training. You can self-learn, trial and error. But there is something else that you need. A blessing of a father. Blessing of a father that says, Lord, please be with my son. Just a whisper in the heart of a father that is so moved by a son of honor. That says, God, this guy, please hold on to him, Lord. Please don't let him fall. Just a simple whisper. Many people are not invested into a whisper because they don't believe in the value of a whisper. Value of a whisper. Invest into a whisper. If I didn't say anything else, that one statement is $1 million statement. Invest into that whisper to bring that joy. Itself will carry you a distance. You may think that this is not for you, but pay attention. There is a reason why the enemy created that enmity in your physical father. Is because the enemy knows that that blessing from your biological father would have been a great blessing, would have been a great strength. So the enemy already weakened you in your own home, and now your biological father, who is supposed to bless you, slaps you, sides with your brothers. And now you're thinking, my father doesn't like me as much as he likes my brothers. Huh? his enemy knows what happens to a son, a daughter that doesn't have the blessing of a father. But I want you to know what biological fathers could not give, there is a grace you can receive through a spiritual father. Who are you seeing Elijah say? Don't follow me. Don't follow me. Don't follow me. Because Elijah's past experiences, there was one servant he had before. The moment he heard Jezebel, the servant ran away. So he's thinking, this is how humans are. When there's a problem, they leave me. So now he's seeing Elisha and he's thinking, you also are like the other servant. You're only coming to me because I'm famous. But when Jezebel comes to fight me, you all run away. You only came because of how famous I am. So he has to now test him and say, stay. One time, two times, three times, fourth time, every single time. Elisha replied, as you live, as the Lord lives, I will not stay back. This teaching is not even practical in the kingdom today. We are in a kingdom that don't understand kingdom. So how can you preach this sermon today? Is it even applicable? You go tell the man of God, I want to follow you. He'll be like, follow me for what? It's really weird. If you go tell him, I want to serve in the house, they don't even understand. They'll think you're weird. Why do they love? That concept has left the church today. Because people don't know who they are. People don't know what they carry. People don't understand what inheritance is. There is an inheritance. There is an inheritance. There is a grace that is imparted. It's missing. The whole concept is missing because everything is about employment now. The difference between when it is a serious no, don't follow me, versus should I really while and take it by force moment? Should I respect his space? I think every single time he said stay back, he was serious. I don't think he was testing him. I think he genuinely meant to stay back. But I think there's also a way that a son and daughter has to learn the way to be in his pace without being in his pace. We are all thinking Elisha traveled with Elijah. The image that you're getting is what? Elisha and Elijah holding hands. Huh? Come, buddy. Let's go to. What if the reality was he was 30 feet away from Elijah? If you read that verse again, man of God, verse 1.
2 Kings chapter 2, prophet, it says, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee.
Okay, so his telling him is, you stay here. Stay here. So when you hear a verse like this, you're immediately thinking of they both walking together. Because this verse is not descriptive of on his own. But if you see the way Elijah functioned with his servants, you will see the way they did. He will be up praying. Then he'll call for the servant to come. And the servant will come to him and say, run up the mountain and check for the clouds. And then the servant comes, reports to him. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. That means what? There's a whole different space between him and the servant. There's another place where the Bible talks about the servant and Elisha with the Shunammite lady. You will see the way he treats his servant, because he's treating his servant the way his father treated him. Okay? And you will see that very clearly in that scenario also, where the lady builds a room for the prophet. Only one room, right? How many beds are there? Where do the servants sleep? Today's servants would have been like, I also need a room. When the man of God says, stay, if you try to take it by force, then you lose that access forever. Okay, the kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Not against the man of God, it's the kingdom. Okay? But the way you deal with your man of God is the way you deal with your God. Because he's representing your God for you. These are difficult concepts for human beings in North America to understand. But the fact is, God told Moses, I will be your God, and Aaron will be a prophet unto you, and you will be a God unto him. So to Aaron, Moses, who is God? That concept blows the mind. That means, how do you approach your God? What space? Permission to enter. Access. All that. Now you begin to see from an entirely different perspective. But we all like to enter into the office without knocking, walk in, because he's our buddy. So then, buddy manifests to you. You follow what I'm saying? You treat him like a buddy, now buddy has to manifest to you. You get no good from your buddy. You receive nothing from your buddy. So you don't want your man of God to be a buddy. That is why you want his room to be above your room. Especially in Canada, you don't want to share the same wall. That grace is what you receive from. Every single service, what demand do you put into the service is what you receive from. Your zeal, your cry decides that. How did you cry before coming to a service? How did you cry? All the way to the service, what did you tell God? What did you tell God? So the question of do we take it by force or do we let him go? I think it's all about your capacity and capability to position yourself in a place where now it is comfortable for him to have you. And most things that you think qualifies you to stand before him is not what qualifies you to stand before him. Many times people say, okay, I'm bringing him a gift, so I'm supposed to be able to have access to him. But do you think he's never seen gifts? How much money can you bring to him to buy a genuine prophet? If the prophet is genuine, when that money comes, can he not smell that money? You can't buy a man of God with money. That seed you give him is not giving to him, it's the God in him that receives it. This is why I say some walls get locked, because you tried the wrong code. That code was not the code that gave you grace. There was something that gave you grace, you forgot that. And what you think qualifies is not what qualifies. That is why it's a lifetime pursuit. And your humility will always win. What did I say? Yeah. You can see that even with the disciples. Bible says Jesus went a stone throw far away from his disciples to pray. Prayer was the most spiritual thing that he's doing. Am I right? And yet, in the most spiritual thing, he did not accommodate his disciples. You would imagine, for prayer, I bring them closest to me. But Jesus went furthest when he went to pray. In fact, even in Gethsemane, he didn't pray with them. Think about it. Even in Gethsemane, the Bible says Jesus came to them and found them sleeping. That means when he was praying, he was not with them. Human beings don't like distance. But distance is your protection. We want a man of God that is available. No, you want a man of God you can control. That is a test of your human character. My father taught this something amazing and it blew my mind. He said, this God, as much as he loves you so much, he kept his house far away from you. Goodness. God knows you people. You'll be ringing his bell. I was just passing by. I remember you. God said, no, 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 no. Keep my house far away from these guys. I will come down once in a while. Huh? You're not liking my sermon today. Isn't it better I teach you the reality of the kingdom? Because we live in a very wrong bubble of what Christianity should look like. Okay, is that helping you? Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Let's appreciate it for that.
Hello, welcome again. Thank you for being part of the Revive Nations family. We want to take a minute and appreciate all the partners around the world. Thank you for your generosity. And I believe that as the word comes to you, life is coming to you. Anything that is falling apart, may it be restored. The good news is that you are able to hear the full sermons on the Shaiju Matthew app, which is available both on iOS and Android. Subscribe to our social media platform and let us grow together. Thank you again for being part of this journey. Much love and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.